Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, no formal.
I really. Any question? Appreciate, my question is, what are we talking about? If you don't know what are we talking about, you will hear something which is good to hear, so, but you put it where? You put it in your memory, it will fade away, so it will be, I hope, a pleasant tonight, and that would be it. Please do not forget, we are dealing with a very long, long text. If we cannot organize it in our mind, when we arrive here...
Your mic is not on, sir.
It's on? Is it? Yes. Again.
Channel 3? Oh, now it's coming through.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, channel is 3.
3, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. So, at the end, you already forgot the beginning. What is that? This is against all scientific understanding of knowledge. Knowledge is not like that. Of course, this knowledge is different. The other one, the one we understand in science, has been classified meticulously. You know where what belongs to you? There is no such a thing. You're talking about one subject only. The only subject, you remember? You're talking about untalkable. You're talking about love, period. So, what are all these? All this is needed, or the guy wanted to give the speech for 17 years? This is how we believe in this fellow? We cannot. Because first of all, our relationship with Rumi is different, it's not scientific. It's believing in a master. We want to understand the way of the master. And we know he masterfully, in this masterpiece, tried to give it to us. How? We know book one finished, then he said, goodbye. Go and live. Did he give the people some special thing to do? Most probably not. If it was so, he will mention it somewhere here. This is around 26,500 verses. He will say, okay, everybody to that. He will not say that. He stopped the book by saying what? Patience. So you are impatient. How did he have his judgment? This is judging the people, and this isn't something they do very lightly. If you, everybody over there will be impatient. You spend a year listening to a good analysis and some vague explanations, and now you are thirsty to know what it is all about. And you don't know anything. Except, if you could put all this book, at least, in a shelf in order to say, okay, in this book you talked about this and this and this and this, so these I have some ideas about. Then what? Live accordingly. That has been the practice. Because without practice, talking about goodness is not enough. And very easily, it could become addictive. Because sitting down and listening to some good speech is comforting, smoothing in a way, right? So you could become addicted. Listen and agree with all the stuff going over there, and that's it. Repeatedly, you will hear it again and again and again. It's very far-fetched. I don't know if you will be there or not, but in book 6 at the end. You say, he's talking about the condition. There is one single condition. The most generous fellow, who is the best in this universe, will give it to you in one condition, that you don't ask for it. You don't talk about it. He says, I will accept only one. The beauty of action. See, I'm not listening to you. He said this very clear. You will hear it in a lovely story. You could go and find it because it's about the Satrajahan. He said, I will give it to you if you don't ask for it. Before that, prior to that, I will say, the only thing I'm looking at is the beauty of action. That's it. You have to create the beauty in this universe to expect the reward. And the beauty is being kind to other people. Not only other people, to every living creature. Being kind to the environment. Getting rid of the division, right? So, what are we doing now? We are coming back to put them together because we went story by story, line by line, even sometimes word by word, right? So we understand what is he talking about. And we know he doesn't talk a simple talk. You know, first of all, this is poetic language. Therefore, it provokes imagination. And this is one of the aspects. Everybody will do that. Look around you. All the different schools of thought. Around mysticism, they talk poetically. Why? Why in the poetic language? Yes, one of the famous reasons you have always heard about, maybe you could read about a lot, that yes, poetic language is in a way so flexible that you could talk about untalkable. Something you cannot say, you could go around it, paint around it with the language. That's poetic language. You use the musicality of the language to emit a feeling. Okay, good. Then, a lot of different stuffs. But real, in reality, what's the use of it? Why it is necessary? Okay, one fellow wants to teach me something, and the fellow feels it. Doesn't know it, and it's not conveyable easily, right? So he will try poetic language and telling me the stories. That's what we do. Whenever you are in a position, in a situation that is very complicated and you don't know how to say it, you will make an example. You will make up a story, because that's how we could convey the meanings, right? Okay. But how about if the guy is master? Isn't he the master? If he is the master should not need a very flexible tool. Master could do it without the tools. Then why none of them will do it? How about that difficult question? remember all the good stuff, politically correct sayings about it and all that, about yes, flexibility of the language and blah blah blah, all that, I accept it. But it's more than that. And this is what we are going to face. You know that we are facing book two. In the first paragraph of book two, Rumi will say, this knowledge is provoking the imagination. Imagination is all. And it's not new to us, is it? He said it before, didn't he? Do you remember? You should. And this is my point tonight. You should remember where he said it. I quoted something from the book two, the first paragraph, it will say, imagination. You have to go there because everything is there. And I say he talked about it before. Do you remember? You should.
With the Hakim?
Yes.
The imagination.
Second paragraph. Do you remember? At the beginning I said, ladies and gentlemen, please memorize first three paragraphs. Memorize it. Because that's what it is. A master will say what it is needed to be said right at the beginning. Over there he said, listen, this universe of reality is a little bit difficult. He showed the difficulty. Are you getting what I'm trying to do? I'm provoking your imagination to go and start from the beginning, because this is the key. You have always remembered the beginning of a speech, because in the beginning he did it very carefully. How? Organizing. Everybody knows about it. It doesn't need even level of genius to be organized. And his mind is organized because he was the best teacher before becoming this master. So what did he do? He organized it. In what? First of all, you will see paragraphs. Those paragraphs should not exist. Did you know that? The titles shouldn't exist. Masnavi normally is a very simple form for unlimited verses. All the other forms of Persian poetry, they have a limitation of form and repetition. Ghazal cannot go 100 lines, because then you have to have 100 rhyming word not being repeated. You cannot find that kind and that much of rhyme. If you play with all of them rhyme together, this is limited in quatrain. That's where you can do it. And things like that. Masnavi is made when you want to talk long and it doesn't need the breaking point. Here, Rumi had made a breaking point in this. Of course not, he didn't invent it.